Hello. We've been expecting you. It's true because I'm Mother Goose, and I heard you walk up. Anyway, welcome to the Once Upon a Time Fan Podcast. Whether you're a charmer, a deary, an evil regal, a kick-ax Team 7, or whatever you are all welcome here. Jeff and Colleen Roney from Orange County, California are the hosts. They are just the best. Oh, but come in. Come in, dears. Now, you can listen with the rest of us, but don't be shy. Here, this magical voice will tell you how to be part of the podcast.
Hi there. There are a number of ways that you can stay connected and interact with the show. Our main website address is onceuponatimepodcast.com. Our Twitter name is OUAT Podcast. Our email address is feedback@onceuponatimepodcast.com. And the address to our forum is forum.onceuponatimepodcast.com. And our voicemail line phone number is 657-333-0626.
Okay. Are you comfortable? Got your cocoa with whipped cream and cinnamon? Okay. Here comes Jeff and Colleen.
We had dinner with that magical voice last night.
The gentleman's magical voice.
Yes.
Not the lady.
Yes. We had dinner with Wayne Henderson.
We did indeed.
And a number of other nice fellows.
The number being two?
Yes.
Okay.
So, it's still kind of loud. Can I?
Yeah.
Okay. It's kind of... Okay, good. So...
I don't know if they can hear us.
I think they can.
I'm not sure because I'm not seeing anything, but okay.
All right. Well, let's ask somebody.
Yeah, I'm checking to see right now. We'll see what happens.
When you wish upon a star. Okay.
Nope, they can't hear us.
Well, let's do this then.
I'm not sure what's going on. I don't think... Well, my microphone's on, so they see nothing.
All right, let's try that.
We'll hear nothing. It says we're offline.
Well... All right, let's try that. That should be better. Okay.
Okay.
Good.
So since we were offline for a few minutes there, that's hilarious.
Yeah. Well, so we hello. Hi.
Hi.
We played the intro.
We did.
Anyway, promise. Honest to goodness.
So here's a quick recap of what just happened. We played the intro. We kind of stumbled a little bit. Not really stumbled, but
no,
just kind of quietly.
It was professionally done.
Yes, of course. And then you made the comment, oh, we had dinner with that voice. And I said, no, not the female voice, the gentleman voice. And then you said, yes, we had dinner with Wayne Henderson last night and a number of other gentlemen. And I said that number being two.
Yes, so, Wayne Henderson
yes,
rallied together a number of other voice actor folks.
That number being two.
Right. And Dave and Paul joined the group.
Yes.
And we had a dinner at Luigi's d'Italia.
D'Italia.
And it's D'Italia, a restaurant that was on the Hell's Kitchen show.
Yeah.
So we went there.
Gordon Ramsay
had a nice dinner. Mm-hmm. Great conversation. Laughing. People just thought we were nuts.
They did.
So... It was a great time.
We took a picture of all of us.
Yes.
We had one of the servers do it, and they were kind of like freaked a little bit because we said, do you guys have a sign inside the restaurant where we could take a picture? And the guy goes, yeah, we have this little one. We go, perfect. And it's a picture of the sign with their name, their phone number, and their website. It's hilarious. And they all kind of came out of the kitchen looking at us like we were crazy, but it was fun.
It was a good time. And what's kind of cool is either people kind of pass through here or we're going to other places and we're slowly kind of meeting folks. Because Dave is a listener of the show. Hey, Dave.
Yeah.
And Paul probably will be.
Yeah. Paul hasn't gotten into Once Upon a Time, but we kind of convinced
Wayne is working on him. He said, it's kind of like Lost and you'll really like it. Because you got to watch it.
Yeah, which actually we found out Paul has not actually seen Lost either.
Right, so right.
We kind of convinced him he should probably start watching it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was a really, really cool dinner last night. And I've worked a lot this week and I worked 7 hours at work today. And it's nice to be home
yeah.
with my peeps here. Hi, peeps. And but Monday was incredible.
It was
incredible.
It really
incredible,
was. It
incredible.
Was really.
So
yeah.
We talk a lot about dreams and wishing and all this here. And so Colleen put her pass holder number in the hat.
Yeah, I registered for a contest.
Right. For the Cars Land, one of the preview days.
Right. They had like almost 2 full weeks of previews before the park opened.
Yeah.
And they had these 4-hour blocks of time where you could hang out in Cars Land. And then the whole entire day you could spend on Buena Vista Street before they opened it up. And I thought, yeah, on a whim, I'll just do it. So I put my name in the ring and we were, you know, told by June 4th, you'll know, you'll get an email by then. And I thought, you know, they're not going to send it before the 4th. So I didn't check. And, Jeff goes, no, check, check, check. And I go, honey, it's Saturday. They're not going to post already. And sure enough, I checked my email and I got the email that says you won. You mm-hmm. got, you're scheduled to go June 11th from 8 a.m. to noon. And we were just OMG. It was, you guys have no idea. It was just really awesome.
So we took two local folks. I'm telling you, to find a person that could make it with an annual pass
mm-hmm.
in the area
mm-hmm.
that was available
yep.
was tough. But we found three folks. And we had, it's a day I don't think I'll ever forget, because we saw something before the big push on Friday, Thursday and Friday and this weekend and all that. And yeah. it was really neat spending it with cool folks and just a really special time, you know, mm-hmm. and it just, you know, I've told you guys that you got a dream, you mm-hmm. got a wish, you have to really think that it is indeed possible, because
yeah.
I know people that think that nothing good is possible and they don't get anything good because that's where their mind is. I'm not trying to talk weirdness. I'm just saying, just be available for it. You know, I mean, Colleen, if mm-hmm. you thought that you couldn't win.
Right.
And then you didn't even try.
Right.
You would never have won. So.
Nope.
Anyway. And.
That's true. And I honestly, I figured, okay, well, you know, if we don't get it, maybe there's something else we can, you know, wrangle. And actually we did sign up for, you know, we get a 1-hour early entry next Saturday into California Adventure. So we'll go back over to Cars Land then, you know, maybe we'll go during the week. I don't know. But, you know, we have early entry for it and, you know, that's 1 hour. And I thought, well, maybe that'll be enough time. And I wasn't, you know, I wasn't going to be upset if we didn't get it. I would have been a little disappointed, but I wouldn't have been totally traumatized. But, you know, I just kind of thought, yeah, it's possible.
Mm-hmm.
I could do it. I could win it. And I did.
Yep. And it was really, really cool. The Buena Vista Street
mm-hmm.
was very reminiscent. And, you know, Ima, when she starts to see more pictures, she'll know what I'm talking about. Anybody else who's been to Hollywood Studios, it reminded me very much of the main street when you come in the mm-hmm. Hollywood Studios gate. It
mm-hmm.
looked very, very similar to
me. Yeah, a lot of
and
similarities.
I really enjoyed the folks walking around and we met Officer Blue and
yes.
he was talking to us and he had a crush on the little delivery girl on the bike.
It was cute.
It was really neat.
Cute.
It was just, it really kind of enveloped you in the whole thing and the architecture and the lights, the attention to detail beyond anything I could have ever imagined. This was the California Adventure we wanted when it opened.
Yeah.
And now we got it. So, we rode on the Tomator.
Tomator's Jamboree.
Jamboree.
Yeah, which
that
is
was
really
fun. It's kind of like a teacup, but, you know, if you like country music, it was kind of.
Well, you don't go spinning all the way around.
Right.
You get swung back and forth,
right.
kind of like a little, you know, like in the old kids game, you know, whip the chain, whip the tail.
Yeah, yeah.
Where you hold hands and you run and you fling the last people out into, you know, some opposite direction. Anyway, it was really fun. And then Luigi's Flying Tires. That was fun, but it's kind of hard to get moving because unless you, yeah. like, they say if you lean too far one direction, it won't go anywhere. So you have to kind of, it's a perfect balance, but it was fun. And then, of course, the racers, the Radiator Springs racers, OMG. That was so that, amazing.
That Radiator Springs racers is the best ride in Disneyland, period, in my opinion.
Yeah.
It combines everything that's great and Test Track and all the other dark rides, and it tells a story and it really captures a moment. You know, there was a video of one of the guys that actually created the ride, and he was riding around at night and he started to tear up. He said it reminded me of when I took trips with my family, you know, when I was younger, you know, looking up at the stars as I was going. And it does, when you walk into Cars Land, it's like you're in another world. It's like you're in Arizona, that you're completely in a different state because the cave walls are so beautifully done.
Oh, yeah.
It's just, anyway.
Well, and where they took us, in for the private party, you walk in and you're kind of right where the Radiator Springs Racers track is. So you walk in and you, honestly, I stopped. I couldn't even go forward because it was so incredible. Felt like we'd literally left California Adventure. We weren't even in California anymore. We were out in the middle of the desert on Route 66. It was unbelievable. It was so unbelievable.
And as you walk down, you see that center area that you see in the Cars movie of Radiator Springs. There's a little eating area and the Cozy Cone and all the little places and the downtown area. It's just... They really outdid themselves.
They did. They really did.
All the missteps of kind of the generic things that they put in before, they really did a fantastic job.
Yeah.
So,
and honestly, anyway. I mean, you do. You feel like you're walking into the movie. You feel like you're part of the movie when you're there. It's really, really amazing.
Yep.
So, yeah. So that was our magical Monday. That's like one of those things where just, that's one of the best things that's happened to us all year.
Yep, and then I went to work on Tuesday, and it all just fell apart. And then I'm working like crazy. But anyway, we're not going to talk about that anymore. Yeah, no. So anyway, it's so good to be with you guys. It is tough again with more hiatus waiting and little things here and there. We'll be talking about some news and that kind of thing. But anyhow, it's good to be with you guys, and I'm glad that we're all on Twitter, and it's really cool that we can kind of still hang together and talk about stuff, and that's the best part about what we're doing. So we will be taking some time off, and we're not going to have shows completely through the hiatus. So we kind of want to take a Saturday off here and there, and I would imagine that some of you guys are going to be taking some time and doing some vacation stuff. So anyway, we will announce it, and we'll let you know. But yeah, it's just it's funny how you think with the hiatus everything's calming down, and my job is just nuts, crazy. So anyhow, that's that. So I wanted to start by playing a comedy bit that is a little old. I wrote and created this. It was called Toy Story 3.5. So this, let me give you a bit of a setup. If you haven't seen any of the Star Wars new trilogy movies, for instance, The Phantom Menace, if you've never seen that, let me explain. I'm going to spoil you. So there is this evil Dark Lord. His name is Darth Maul. Not like shopping at the, but M-A-U-L, Maul. And so he is like the baddest Sith Lord until Vader comes along later. Well, he gets cut in half. So just understand all that. And so we will start to play this now. So Toy Story 3.5. Here we go.
I I can't believe it. Another year, another birthday for Randy. What kind of toys do you think he'll get this year?
Now, Woody, you be nice to the new toys, no matter who they are.
Don't worry, Buzz. I learned my lesson with you. Whatever toy comes in the room today, we're going to be friends.
Mayday! Mayday! Andy's on his way up here!
Positions, everyone! What in the world is this doll?
He's not from this world.
Hi there, friend. My name's Woody, and this is Buzz. Welcome to Andy's room.
Greetings. I am the special edition Darth Maul doll.
Wow! A Star Wars toy!
This is indeed an honor, sir.
Well, I'm sure it is. After all, it's not every day a toy such as I, with a double-bladed lightsaber, comes along.
Well, that's just terrific. You'll fit right in here. High five.
What a strange custom, but...
Come on, lift up your hand like this and...
Okay.
Woody, what have you done?
Oh my gosh, when we high-fived, half of them fell on the floor.
No, I'm all right. You see, that's the other part of me, of my special editionness. I have the cut-in-half action. See, I can even reattach myself, too.
You mean you were built to split in half? At the waist? On purpose?
What's so funny?
Are you kidding? Hey, Buzz.
Huh?
Watch this.
No, no. Please, don't pull your guns out.
Bang, bang!
Okay. We've had our fun now.
Oh, wait, let me try my karate chop action.
No, no, please don't. Oh, no.
Yeah!
Okay, now, that's enough, fellas.
Oh, don't take it so hard, Darth Maul.
Yeah, really. Pull yourself together.
Pull yourself together. That's hilarious.
Excuse me. Aren't you Darth Maul?
Why, yes. Yes, I am.
Why, I think you're just dreamy. Care to go for a walk?
Well, don't mind if I do.
Can you beat that? He just walked off with my girl.
It happens every time, Woody. Chicks dig the tattoos.
Tattoos?
Yes. Yes, indeed. Yep. Chicks love the tattoos. Well, so they say.
Okay.
So anyhow, I figured we would do a little bit of news, and then we will jump into our bio, which is just fantabulous, excellent.
Mm-hmm.
And so I need to find my, there it is. Excellent. There was so much going on actually this week. It was really too much to even comprehend. Now, Lana is Monte Carlo. Oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
So the videos and things making an appearance over there. It really, really cool. She was at a film. Yep, that
film thing.
She's yeah,
a film thing.
Oh, sorry,
a film
sorry,
event?
Sorry, sorry. It was really cool. She was there, and I can't find the.
Are you
story.
Talking about a film festival?
Yeah,
is that
yeah,
what you're
that.
About?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
That, yep. And it was so, really
somewhat
great.
Like the Sundance film festival, sort but of, only kind in of, Monte Carlo. And
yeah.
Stuff. Okay.
Oh, I wish I could find that. Anyways, but yes, absolutely, and a couple of the fans met her. It was really exciting. It's really, really, really
yeah.
cool.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
And the, let's see, Kristen Bauer was talking a lot about season two.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was really neat. I mean, obviously she's back for True Blood, but she's talking a little bit here and there about Once Upon a Time.
Mm-hmm.
And Richard Schiff, King Leopold.
Oh, nice.
Is in The Man of Steel.
Oh, really? Okay.
Upcoming film about Superman.
Nice.
And we have a fantastic friend of the show. Her name is Sarah.
Yes.
And she has sent the most incredible on-location photos. Really cool.
She's in the chat room right now, I believe.
Yep. And she did meet Jenny, and that's her avatar picture.
Awesome. Mm-hmm,
so,
mm-hmm.
Fantastic. But I was looking at him. I was going, that is so cool. Miner's Day and mm-hmm. Ian Bailey. And oh my gosh.
I know.
Just so neat. So anyhow, thank you so much for that. And Josh and Jenny were at the Carsland grand opening. It looks like in the chat room that someone in Ima's family got a picture with Jenny there. Oh, so lucky. That's good. One day. Okay. I'm sorry, Jenny. There's a fat guy over there with a camera. He liked to say hello. No, not that. No. The guy. Yeah, that one. Yeah, he. Anyway, I mean no harm, Jenny. I'm a fan. Just want to say hello. That's all. So anyhow, I don't know if you noticed this, and we're kind of catching up a little bit, but I think I mentioned it, maybe I didn't, that the Huntsman mm-hmm. had keys that were exactly, to my thinking, like the Regina's keys in Storybrooke.
Hmm.
Old skeleton key and that kind of thing. So, anyway.
Okay.
Just throwing that out there. We did a blog post about it, so.
Awesome.
And there were some interviews by Adam and Eddie because they have that new Tron cartoon coming out. They're talking a little bit about Belle and Rumpelstiltskin. We had a blog post about that. But the big news, huge news, biggest news of the week is that Megan Ori is now a series regular.
Yes, that's awesome.
So definitely we'll be seeing a whole lot of Ruby.
And a lot of Ruby Watch, I'm suspecting.
That's true. So let me, I do have that here somewhere. Yes. Here we go.
I'm sorry, Ruby, but look, it's fine.
Ruby.
Ruby Watch from now on for the rest of time, but not in a creepy way. All right. So that is.
Oh my gosh, it's hilarious.
Ruby Watch, and but we're very excited about Megan. She's very hardworking, and we'll be talking about that in a little bit.
We will be.
So lots of cool things, and Jennifer Goodwin was in Hollywood. She picked up a Style Icon Award just the other day. There it is. Sorry. Okay, I'm going to make up for it. Please don't kill me, people. Lana Parrilla attends the Festival de Televisión de Monte Carlo.
Yes.
That's what she attended. I just want to get that right. So anyway, and then also Jessie Schramm. What she said is talking about Once Upon a Time also, and she's coming back with Falling Skies.
Oh, okay.
And Sidney Glass.
Giancarlo Esposito?
Him. He is.
Giancarlo Esposito, actually.
Yep. Mm-hmm. He is in Revolution.
Yes.
The new TV show. So, and we talked about last week, Sebastian Stan has a new film coming out. So, all our little friends from Storybrooke and Fairytale Land have a lot of different.
They do indeed.
Projects coming out.
They do indeed.
So.
It's pretty awesome to see them. You know, every once in a while, I'll catch one of them on an episode of something or other here and there.
Yep. All right. So what we're going to do now is I need to look something up.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you have to look something up. Okay. Sorry. I don't have any, like.
Yeah. All right. looking. Okay, so I forgot to play this last week, and I tacked it on the end of the show. Did everyone hear the voicemail at the end of the show that was posted?
Some folks did, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, so far a lot of people have. Oh, somebody said no, but yeah.
Okay.
Yes, because you told her.
Yes, yes. So let me play this. I really don't do this, but I feel so bad because I didn't play it last week. And so here, and then we can talk about it a little bit too. So okay. Here we go.
Hi, Jeff and Colleen. This is Janelle from Ohio. While I do have something OUAT related, I do want to say thank you so very much to you guys and Ima for making me laugh so hard. Saturday, I had a really bad week, and Saturday night I was unable to listen to the live show because I had a very sick puppy. He had contracted Porvo, and he died earlier this afternoon, and I've been a wreck. And I decided while I was cooking dinner to see if last night's show was posted yet and started listening to it. And when it got to Ima's email about her review of the finale, I lost it. I laughed so hard, and it made me feel so much better. I just, you know, laughter does heal some wounds. Thank you so very much for both you guys. All three of you guys for Ima being Ima, and for you guys for having this wonderful show for all of us to connect. Now, my once upon a time thing is, yes, I'd like to see more of Maleficent's backstory next year, but my big question that's driving me nuts is how do Jefferson and Regina know each other? Are they family that he used to work for? But it's driving me nuts. That's one question I've got to know. How do they know each other? So, anybody have any ideas, throw them out. And I guess that's really about it. Just want to thank you guys so much for this. It helps a lot. Makes me know I have friends. I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Thanks, Janelle.
So, try not to get misty, but very sorry about mm-hmm. that. We're doggy folks, and we understand. Yeah. And so, but we're so happy that we can do this and not only inform, but also entertain mm-hmm. and make people laugh. And, you know, this is a very different show. And it's really cool that we can bring people together and offer some different things, you know. And Ima's been really great about, you know, sending in the emails and mm-hmm. recording little things here and there. And it's neat that this is kind of a motley crew, a bunch of different types of people,
yep.
you know, bring different things to the table. And it really, it's, you know, this really neat voicemail. So I want to play something from Ima, and then we'll come back and we'll talk about what Janelle mentioned here. So, hold on two okay. seconds. There we go.
Well, hello, 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 everybody. This is Ima. I'm Freebish on Twitter. And big love to Jeff and Colleen, like always. Sorry I haven't been sending emails. It's been a tough week. I've been on vacation. So I'll be sending in some new emails probably next week. I wanted to do this little recording to send out to Janelle in Ohio. A big special thanks for listening to my emails, and I'm glad I brought a smile to your face. I did this recording because I thought it would be a little more personal rather than sending in an email and having it read. I'm so happy that, you know, you guys are responding a lot to the emails, and I do this for Jeff and Colleen and for you guys. So I'm glad you guys enjoy it. So big love to everybody, Don Juanito, Colleen, Jeff, and of course, the one and only Louis the Leprechaun. P.S. Janelle in Ohio, make sure to get a Twitter so that we can follow you and I can follow you. Unless you already have one. If you do, let me know.
All right. That was very awesome. Nice. Thank you
very
so much,
sweet.
Ima, for that. And I did want to say this, that Janelle did mention before that she doesn't have Twitter. And it's, yeah, she just doesn't.
Yeah.
So, anyhow, but I know she's on Facebook, so I know that we can, and she has liked our fan page over there for the podcast. So let's talk about her question. And as I was listening to her ask it, I did come up with an idea. I think maybe Jefferson was the next helper after Daniel. Maybe.
Oh, that's a possibility. I still personally, I still get a sense that they're related somehow.
Okay.
Not sure how. That definitely possible. But I think they're related. Cousins, brother, sister. I'm not sure really, you know, how they're related, but I just kind of get that sense. There was just kind of what they said. I don't know.
Now they're definitely hinting at it really hard.
At it. Mm-hmm. So yeah. I mean, maybe they
could be a red herring, but on the other hand, it could be.
Yeah. So. Or they could be that they like lived on neighboring farms. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Went to the same school together. I don't know, but it just seems like there's no question they know each other and they've known each other for a while. I just really got a strong sense that they're related. Mm-hmm. That's just me.
Okay. So, it's amazing kind of think back at all the different people that kind of make up this show, the listeners and everything. It's just really, it's really neat. So I never take it for granted. Just understand that. So anyhow, we have a few emails actually, which is pretty cool, and we will read those. And the one thing I will say is I know we have a lot of different types of folks, a lot of different types of folks in the chat room and all that. Please be nice with your words in the chat room.
Yes.
I understand fan fiction. I understand that people... I get all that, but when we get in the chat room, just remember we kind of got to be, you know, family friendly with words and things, and you know what you think or talk about or root for.
Mm-hmm.
Outside of it, that's cool. Mm-hmm. I'm for you. We love everybody, but in the chat room, it's please be nice with your words.
Yes,
thank you.
And okay? They are so far
excellent. So let's take a look at some of these emails now. This is from Sarah. It says, hola, Jeff and Colleen. Don Juanito will be proud of my Spanish. And he is. I have a feeling. I'm emailing it in to give some theories for season 2, and I'm curious to know what you guys think. Onwards. Firstly, I strongly believe that Dr. Whale is Prince Eric from The Little Mermaid. Whales and mermaids are both aquatic creatures, and everyone racked their brain for who he could possibly be, so this seems to fit. That's very interesting. I hadn't thought about that, but actually...
Yeah, I could see where that could be a possibility.
That works.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I also think Belle is Sleeping Beauty. Okay. Sleeping Beauty pricks her finger on the spindle. Plus, Maleficent is Regina's only friend, so Regina would probably know where she is being imprisoned and could keep her locked up after the curse was enacted. Okay. All right. I believe instead of a hybrid between Fairy Tale Land and Storybrooke, everyone will have their magic back, but not everyone will stay in Storybrooke. People will have the means and the reasons, such as Regina or Jefferson, will leave. Other people like Rumpel would just stay in Storybrooke, while the fairies might just bounce back and forth. Yeah. That's another of those, we will see.
Yeah.
Anything is possible.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how they kind of resolve that.
And she thinks we will find out who Henry's father is, and that's been said in a number of interviews. So. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. We will also see a little Ruby Archie romance going on. Well, that's interesting. Okay.
A cricket and a wolf.
Yeah.
That is kind of an interesting concept. Not sure how that would work, but yeah, all right.
Hey, it's 2012, you know? It's cool. All right.
Well, she is red and he's a ginger, so maybe.
See? That works. All right. Oh. We will see Henry call Emma mom for the first time. And I actually thought that was going to happen in the finale, actually.
Yeah. Kind of would have expected that, too. But,
you know, I think
thought, they were just so taken by surprise by what was happening that he didn't, you know, he was just awestruck by what
I thought Emma, I thought this was going to be a callback to a previous conversation they had, is have Emma kind of look at Henry, and Henry's like, he wants to say something but doesn't or can't or something.
Mm-hmm.
Ever say, what is it? And he think, and I thought he was going to say, I think you're ready now, mom.
Hmm.
But anyway.
So. Well, there's no more Operation Cobra anymore.
Right. Yep.
We never thought about that. We never talked about that. There's no Operation Cobra anymore. There's no need for it.
Yeah, true. True, true. Now it's Operation Purple Smoke. I don't know what it is. August will definitely be turned back into a man. And Colleen hopes so with every hope she's got.
I do. Well, you do too, because you like August.
I do like August. I yeah.
Think he's a cool guy.
He's a cool sage, man. Yeah. He's a cool dude coming up talking about, he likes to unravel stuff for you. Give you some sage advice.
Yeah. Well, I want him to turn to human again for other reasons.
All right, then.
Because he's nice to
She's
look
a fan,
at.
People. She's a fan. All right. We will find out
I
what.
I have eyes.
I understand.
I'm not dead.
I understand. Wow.
What?
I can step out and come back if you want.
No.
Okay.
I'm trying to get my sass on tonight.
All right.
It hasn't kicked in yet.
Okay, sassy. We will find out what happened to Cora. Mm-hmm, yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. We will see more of Nicholas and Ava from True North. Yep.
Yeah, probably will.
Eddie and Adam have said that they might do a Little Mermaid episode. Well, yeah.
They've already kind of want to because I know one of them really loves Little Mermaid.
I wonder if they write the line for Regina to get ABC to actually do it. You know, when Regina said, I have a little problem with a mermaid.
Yeah, that's
you know,
fun.
And they kind of, you know, so yeah, ABC maybe. Kind of read it and goes, all right. You get your Little Mermaid. That's fine. If so, Regina will be Ursula. Okay. Okay, fine. She is a mermaid.
Or would somebody else be?
Well.
That'd be interesting.
Now, Mark, Photoshop extraordinaire, he has already kind of Photoshopped this picture of of Regina as Ursula. And so, yeah, could be. Yep. Okay, fine. She isn't a mermaid, but she would be freaking amazing as Ursula. True. And they just say she got a hold of some gillyweed from Harry Potter.
I think it's gillyweed.
Gillyweed? It's too many jokes with that. I need to move on. Okay, then. Oh, boy. Watch the jokes, Jeff. Okay. Emma will also have a love interest in this next season. Okay, good, good.
Yay. And maybe it'll be August.
Well, appear in the... Never what? Mind. We will see more magical or non-magical villains this season that isn't Rumple or Regina. And that would be interesting to kind of get a third wheel in town, kind of mix it up, and then they both like have to work together. It's like, okay, look...
Yeah, so. This is that season 2 is definitely going to be definitely going to be very interesting.
Yeah. Okay, and Sarah said I also did my homework for last week's podcast. I only got 2 things from people.
Ooh.
Just 2.
Okay, so let's.
All right. So, and here's what I came up with for and the homework for last week was pick 3 to 5 characters, and you get them a birthday gift, and you have to tell why and that kind of thing. For Regina, I would get an online dating service subscription. Well, okay. A good one, because you just don't want any
that's funny.
Online dating service. Boy, the jokes are right there, and I don't want to say them. They're just right there.
Let's just move on. Yeah.
She's probably lonely. Well, not normally. The only men she's ever cared about have gotten their heart ripped out. For Mr. Gold, I would get a new tea set. Yeah, but he likes the old one. He destroyed it all except for 1 cup, which he's had for almost 30 years. He probably never washes it. So it's likely it's very unsanitary. For Granny, I would get a Hunger Games books set. Because Granny was totally Katniss in her past life with her crazy archery skills.
Katniss grows up to be Granny.
Yeah. That's it. Keep up the amazing podcast. Thank you. Love,
that's awesome.
Sarah. Thank you, Sarah,
thank
so
you, Sarah.
Much.
Yeah.
Excellent, excellent work.
I do love that. That's funny.
All right. This is from Shay. Hi, Shay. If you're out there, she's listening somewhere.
She might be, yeah.
So it says, hey, Jeff, I thought the birthday idea from what you talked about in last week's podcast was rather cute. I hope you've gotten some creative replies. Only one so far. I picked my brain this week and came up with some here. Snow White would get dinner at the Mac Shack in Vancouver. Snow is rather fond of delicious bowl of creamy cheese and noodle. Whether homemade or not, she'd love it either way. And that's true. Mm-hmm. I have heard through the Twitter vine that she likes mac and cheese.
She's a mac and cheese connoisseur. It's right on her Twitter profile.
Yes. Number two, Prince Charming, a year's supply of Lucky Charm cereal, or maybe a trip to the Castle Winery in Wine Country. Be home away from home, and it's rather charming. It's rather charming place to experience and be in a real castle.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if I remember, didn't his mother grow grapes?
Who, James's mother?
Right.
I don't recall.
Maybe I put them there in my mind.
You might have.
Because it was very green, and maybe I just said.
Yeah, that's a possibility. Definitely.
Okay. Number three, Emma Swan. Emma deserves nothing better than a photo album full of pictures of her family. Yeah. This might help her see where she comes from and have something to hang on to besides her baby blanket. Very, very good. Number four, Henry, an Operation Cobra gift basket full of superhero action figures, Avengers comic books, and plenty of Apollo chocolate bars. Yes. Yes, indeed.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And he still has enough youthfulness to run off all the chocolate bar stuff. The calories. That's good. Go and play.
That's important.
Play outside. Because old people have to play outside on purpose.
Yep.
It's awful. Getting old. Number five, the Evil Queen, a trip to the House of Mirrors. That way she can stare and talk to her mirrors all day long. She loves a good mirror, especially one that talks back and tells her things. Well, I hope all these ideas help. Hope they didn't seem too cheesy. Ha, 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 ha. And I got it. I got the joke. Lots of wants and loves and hugs to you and Colleen. Talk to you guys soon, Shay. Thank you very much, Shay.
Yeah.
Excellent. Great stuff. All right.
Yep.
Cool. Got that. And now. All right. This is from Amanda, and I believe Amanda's in the chat room. Hey, Amanda. Hi, it's Amanda. I was in my classical literature class last week. God bless you, my child. Classical literature. And not paying much attention. Ah, see? See? When I suddenly noticed my professor write the word nostos on the board.
Oh, interesting.
We were studying the Greek play Agamemnon? That.
Is that it?
Yes.
Yeah.
See, she's not just a little pretty face over here. She's actually
no,
very
she's
smart.
Actually not, because they can't see my face. They only hear my voice, which is all like congesty and because from laughing and stuff. All right.
Which is about the title character's return home after the Trojan War.
Yep.
Due to my lack of attention, I totally missed what he was saying about the word, so I decided to look it up. Nostos is the Greek word for homecoming, which totally fits in with what Lake Nostos does. Never thought Once Upon a Time would be relevant to one of my classes. Hope this isn't boring or something that has been mentioned before. Thanks. No, actually, it's very interesting that the term we've heard before is that it's a returning of lost things and that kind of a thing. But
isn't a homecoming pretty much returning that which was lost?
No, but I've never heard it like that, though. And so, in effect, it does fit in with the idea that when Rumpelstiltskin poured that, what we're assuming was the true love serum.
Right.
That actually was taking them home or bringing home there. So there's a couple of
returning that which was lost. That was the whole point of the lake, remember?
But the homecoming thing,
saying.
That kind of,
I understand that. Right. But I mean, okay, so typically a homecoming is something that not necessarily lost, but there are enough literary references to that where that, homecoming really is about that was which was lost.
And taking you home, too.
And taking you home.
Yep. All right. Thank you very much, Amanda, for that. And this is from Tim, Mr. 42. Hey, Papa Jeff and Colleen. That's very kind. Thank you. You always talk about yourselves as the parents of this family. They said that about me. I'm happy to fit, but I've never said that about me. I'm very humbled. And it's very nice.
Yeah.
But
we were given that moniker. But yes. We take it on gladly.
Yes. So I got to thinking about you guys that way, but also as cool older friends. Now, see, there we go. We could be Papa and Mama, yes, but cool older friends that kind of, you know, when you start running to do something, say, whoa, whoa, wait. You might not want to do that. Why? Well, we may have done that in our younger days. And, well, okay, we'll be here when you're done.
Yep. Well, and the sad fact is, I mean, I shouldn't say sad, but it is kind of one of those things that's a little surreal, is we are kind of old enough to be a lot of our listeners' parents.
Yeah. Yeah. But we're glad to be amongst ye, all ye, all the peeps, and it's just really cool. So Tim continues, I am only 20, so a guy can use mentors, and that's very kind of you to say. Very kind. Anyways, not why I was emailing. Well, I was all getting into that, and then he says, you know.
We totally sidetracked, and it was a good sidetrack, but I like it.
We talk about how effective and powerful the mothers of this show have been. Father figures are harder to find. Very true. King George, if his treatment of James is the same as his treatment of his brother, then he is only after a royal to breed. James himself wanted the best chance and fought for his child. It's a great dad. Yeah, very good. Mr. Gold could and should have listened to Balefire about giving up his job and just being normal. Geppetto schemed to get the best chance for his son, not a positive role model. Jefferson went for one last adventure to get the best for his daughter despite her wishes. The woodcutter of Hansel and Gretel, did he have a name? Mr. Tillman, was captured by Regina, but always tried to get back to his kids. He wanted them to be strong and fight. Perhaps the best father on the show. Yeah, you know, except everybody kind of gives him a hard time for in Storybrooke for not wanting to get back with them. I mean, so, yeah. Henry, a loving father who indulged, Henry Sr., Regina's father, a loving father who indulged his daughter too much. He was ineffective against his wife, Cora. I'm reading, it says whipped, and willingly sacrificed himself for the dark curse against his better judgment. You know, and what I've come to know about parents is there are times that they love despite logic sometimes, you know, and they'd rather have their kids love them than do the right thing maybe. And so, yeah, it's interesting discussion the day before Father's Day. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
So, but I do love the strong female roles in the show, but it is interesting that there are male roles and they're, bad choices aplenty, and you know, places where you can learn better and do better in the future. But yeah, I hope we can get a better father figure to match the strong mother figures of Mary, Emma, and dare I say it, Regina and Cora. Well, that's it from me. But keep up the great work, guys. Tim, aka Mr. 42. Now, Tim. I must say this, that what I love about this show is what I loved about Lost is that the more you watch it, you're going to see, and I think you've already seen, that Regina is good from her point of view. And we've had the discussion about raising Henry and all that kind of thing. And Cora is still a little kind of a mystery.
Yeah.
We don't know why she is the way she is. But I think we will find out that in season two. And I think things come down to, remember in the, Gone with the Wind. What was the lady's name?
Scarlett O'Hara.
Right, Scarlett O'Hara. Remember she did that, they call it an inner vow, right?
Mm-hmm.
When she shook her hand and she said,
"As God is my witness, I will never go hungry again."
That, see, and sometimes people hit that point and they make this vow and they say, "This is never going to happen to me again." And sometimes it's at the hands of a dumb guy, a dumb girl. You know what I mean? Certain things happen in people's lives and they make a vow and that drives them. And sometimes it's good and sometimes it's not so good. But, you know, I very much like to see what happened. You know, maybe her mother left her and she said, "Look, I'm for the rest of my life, I'm never, ever going to allow life and other things to get in the way.
Right.
I'm going to be a better mother than I had, you know?" And so, you know, that I keep saying it. I'm trying to kind of remind people that these antagonist characters aren't all bad.
No.
And what I mean by that is aren't all bad all the way back. There's reasons why things happen. And we still are having the discussion. And it's cool.
Yeah.
Of, you know, is Regina's hatred of Snow and now Mary Margaret justified? So it's an interesting conversation we can still have. But just see the whole story. You know, we're so used to kind of, well, that's that character is the antagonist, so they're bad.
Right.
So anyway, just a little food for thought. Okay. So I think that's it. Oh, my gosh.
What?
An hour. Wow.
Really already?
Yeah, 7:51.
Holy cow.
Okay. So what we're going to do right now, we're going to end the main show. This flew by. And we didn't even get to the thing I want to get to. So anyway, we're going to end the main show right now. I want to send big love out to everybody. I know that we're kind of all over the place and folks are out doing this and that. Mm-hmm. I want everybody to have a great time, but thanks so much for supporting us. We're going to continue this show. We're going to do the after party. So hang in there, and we will talk to you soon.
Thank you for being a part of this podcast. This is an unofficial podcast dedicated to the ABC TV show Once Upon a Time. This is Wayne Henderson, the voice of the Once Upon a Time fan podcast. And if you want to know more about how my voice acting services might work for you, check out MediaVoiceovers.com. And now, all of us here at Roni's Own Media and MediaVoiceovers.com look forward to sharing the love and enjoyment of the Once Upon a Time TV show next time. Take care.